Find your missing ingredient at the 2024 National Restaurant Show. Whether you're looking to adapt your offerings to satisfy shifting dinner expectations, seamlessly navigate razor-thin margins, or integrate next-era solutions to offset labor challenges, the show has everything you need to plate up success for your operation. See tomorrow's ideas come to life and find inspiration for your next big concept as you explore a bustling show floor featuring over 900 product categories. From award-winning food and beverage items to innovative back-of-house equipment and technology. Join your peers at the show for Food Service in Chicago, May 18th to 21st, and get a taste of the future. Visit the official show website at www.nationalrestaurantshow.com to register and learn more.
Welcome to Menu Feed, a weekly podcast from Restaurant Business and Food Service Director. I'm Pat Kobe, Senior Menu Editor covering food, drink, chefs, and trends for both brands. Joining me on the podcast is Chef Arthur Carl, VP of Culinary at IHOP. He joined the 1,700-plus unit chain at the end of 2022, and in just over a year, he has hit the accelerator on menu innovation. Art began by identifying gaps in IHOP's menu, adding a line of Eggs Benedict and sweet and savory crepes to elevate the morning day part. Then he leaned into lunch and dinner, developing a collection of ultimate steak burgers with culinary touches like bacon jam and Parmesan crisps. Pancake tacos followed, and they were an instant hit with both new and core customers. Listen as Art describes how he balances value and innovation, talks about IHOP's creative menu and marketing tie-ins, and shares what's next at the iconic chain. Welcome, Art. Thanks so much for joining me on the podcast.
I appreciate it. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I hope you are too.
Very well.
So let's begin by you telling me a little bit about the culinary journey that brought you to IHOP and some of the stops along the way.
You know, I've been in kitchens in some way, shape or form or restaurants since I was 12 years old. Started washing dishes when I was very young. Been a busser, bartender, all the different things. I then went to culinary school at the CIA in Hyde Park. And then from there, went to a few different restaurants along the way. And then ended up at Cheesecake Factory for a while, as well as Dave & Buster's, where I was head of innovation for menu for both food and beverage. Got recognized for some awards there and had a lot of fun building that team and building that brand, and then came here.
Cool. And when did you start at IHOP?
A little over a year ago, so the end of 22.
Well, in that short time, you've really brought a lot of innovation to the IHOP menu. So what was your culinary mission or goal when you came in over a little over a year ago?
I would say walking into this, there was some evolution happening, which was great to see. Really grounding into our breakfast equities, making sure that all the batters that we do have are best in class, our waffles, our crepes, of course, our pancakes, and really going through that part. And then, you know, some innovation. The team here has done a great job in innovating and changing and doing interesting things with the current breakfast equities that we have. And I think building on that's where we're looking to go and where we're looking to broaden things.
And I remember when I went to the tasting right after you started about a year ago, and you talked about filling some of the menu gaps with some of the dishes that you were creating. So what were some of those menu gaps that you saw?
So I would say we introduced Benedict's right at that point, and that was definitely a gap that we had in our menu. The other gap which we filled was biscuits over this last year, which have been received well by the guests out there. And the breakfast equity piece, again, we're going to get to a place where how do we trade one thing in and out for flavor profiles and work through that? I think we did pancake tacos, which were very interesting, an LTO that is popping up here and there. We did it once. We introduced it again with the Wonka LTO that we did a little while ago. So interesting things, but still, you know, being true to who we are.
Right. And you also introduced savory and sweet crepes, which I don't remember IHOP having before, but I could be mistaken. But
interesting though. So IHOP has had crepes for a very long time, I think from the beginning, but just like yourself, I think a lot of people kind of fell asleep in the menu and we decided to wake it up both with savory and with sweet. Our We have a cinnamon flavor one that's absolutely amazing. That's delicious. And then we did savory as well. We have new ones coming out that we'll be looking at introducing different flavor profiles. But right now we have a breakfast one, bacon, egg, and cheese, basically. Great flavor profile, great texture. Our crepes are very delicate and a little different than the other crepes that are out there, where when we actually put them on the griddle, they have a little webbing on them that gets a little caramelized, mm-hmm. and it's really good flavor profile. Some of them had just a little bit of crunch when you eat them, and they really lend themselves to either sweet or savory, not just one or the other.
Mm. And do you make them right on the same griddle that you do the pancakes, or do you have
We do. We make them. We make the batter scratch in house, and then we make them to order.
Oh, cool. I don't know if I can make a crepe on a regular griddle. I would need like a crepe pan.
It is a different technique than most, right? A lot of times, yeah. Classical French, you're going to put the batter down. You have your tool, spin it till it's flat. Where we have our batter is a little more, the viscosity is a little different. So you can pour it on the griddle. It comes out. And again, that little bit of webbing, which is very interesting for flavor texture.
Cool. And then talk about how you leaned into the PM day part too with the steak burgers. What were some of the ways you differentiated those?
So the steak burgers, I mean, our classic is great, right? With bacon is great as well. But we looked at doing something a little bit different, and we introduced the jalapeno kick. So this one here has currently has a cheese skirt on it. So it's got a little crispy layer of cheese that's on there. And then we have some jalapenos and onions that we saute to really liven up the flavor profile and the texture, as well as the heat that's on there. We do another one of a barbecue style burger. Cowboy burger has, barbecue sauce and onion rings and bacon. And then we have another one, which is a brunch burger, which, that traditionally, once upon a time, I think you could always get an egg on a burger. I don't think that many people do that in restaurants anymore. And that's something that we have as well.
Right. When I was in college, that was a very, very popular burger. Yeah. They called it a bow burger.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing like that egg, right? It's that, sunny side or over easy. You crack into it, you get that nice yolk and nice mouthfeel that goes down the whole burger.
Right. And some of those things that you introduced, like the extras, like the bourbon bacon jam and four cheese crisp, those are really very fine dining kind of touches for a family dining chain. So is that something that customers are gravitating towards, or is it like sophisticated for the IHOP customer, or how are you positioning it?
I would say we look at something of a core and explore, right? So a core burger, of course, we're gonna have a great patty, we're gonna have a great bun, we're gonna have a great set, right, for our classic. Mm-hmm. And the exploratory flavor profiles would be something like the bacon jam. And I think over time, depending on what the guest experience, what the guest is looking for, we're going to guide through them and say, okay, the bacon jam is something that raises things up a little bit, creative, interesting, innovative, and then that'll play its course. And then maybe we'll introduce another flavor sometime soon and pull the bacon jam off and maybe reintroduce it at another time. So I think that's the whole core explore piece that we're looking at doing as mm-hmm. we move forward to what is the next thing that the guest is going to want? Bacon jam's a great one now, but what's going to be later as we go? And it does give us a little bit of leeway to reach a little bit compared to just the core profile of the guest right now.
Right. Well, I was a big fan of the pancake tacos. I thought those were really innovative.
They're fun.
I tried them. And I love the little taco holder that they came with. So will that be reappearing with a different filling? Or, I mean, you have all the taco holders now.
Right. So I would say we're going to work on different ones for that, both sweet and savory. I'm not sure where they're going to land, but we mm-hmm. do have work on them to see what kind of profiles we can get to, what campaigns they'll fit in, and then, put it back out there into the world.
Right. What was the one you introduced with Wonka? You said you mentioned that you did.
We went chocolate. So we did a chocolate chip one. So the actual taco shell was a chocolate chip pancake. We did a cheesecake mousse, fresh strawberries chopped on there. Then it was drizzled with chocolate syrup and then chocolate chips drizzled on top as well.
Right. So are some of these like elevated preparations attracting a different customer
when it comes to the tacos, I think we sold like 2 million in 4 to 5 weeks. So it was very big on social media. It was really great for the staffs. It was fun. There was a lot of great things about it. So I think the in and out of that, putting it in an LTO and pulling it out was good. But the initial launch, did well.
Yeah. And the Wonka, I'm sure, pulled in a different customer too.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So How do you balance adding some of these chef-driven items with your with keeping your core customer coming back? You mentioned core and explore, but is value also an important part of the equation?
So yeah, I mean, of course, we want to capture everybody. We want everybody to be able to enjoy IHOP. So whatever your income level is at, we want everybody to come in. So we do have different things on the menu for different people. We have different combos that start at one level that are maybe a little bit smaller, and then ones that are really large that are, you're going to, you know, of course the price point's a little bit different, but you're also going to get a lot more abundance of food. So depending on where you sit in there and what you are looking for, I think we have something for every guest out there. With the core explore thing, I think it's just an interesting way to look at our menu, because our core is very, very good. The exploratory is the innovation to say, okay, let's push it a little further than maybe the average guest that walks in is not expecting that at an IHOP, but it might get their interest to order something different.
Well, we were talking a little bit about the plant-based meats, and I've seen a lot of like sausage and even bacon. Are you like playing around with those at all?
So we do have the Impossible burger. That is an option on our menu. We don't have a specific build for it, but any burger that we have right now, you can put that in for the build. And then we also have the Impossible sausage patties, which when we first launched those, we launched them and said, okay, they're going to have a place on our menu, but we didn't know what that place would be. And it actually, we sold and still do sell a good amount of them.
Yeah, I guess, you can't have the veto vote, so you have to put them on.
Right. And we've looked at a couple of different kinds. Impossible right now is the one that we're featuring on our menu.
So tell me a little bit about some of the fun and unique marketing tie-ins you did. I mean, we talked about Wonka a little bit. What are some of the other ones, and how did you come up with the Wonka idea? I really love that.
So with Wonka, or how things work with us, so we'll have a partnership with the studio. And when we have the partnership with the studio, we don't get scripts or anything like that, but we get a video that is, hey, this is the clip of what the movie is going to be like. The chefs will look at that with some guidance of, hey, basically, here's some open boxes. We're going to have some savory. We're going to have some sweet, not too many sweet. Make sure it's balanced out. And when we do that, we start looking at the characters. What colors are they wearing? What is their mood? Is it whimsical? If you talk about Grinch, right? Green is going to come through. So you start looking at colors. That's how purple came about, because through a lot of that movie, Willy Wonka's wearing that purple. So that's how the purple came through. And then, towards children and towards cotton candy, which was part of the movie. That's how we did our Dreamy Lemonade, which was absolutely delicious, and it had a cloud of cotton candy on top.
Fun. And you mentioned that you stayed away from chocolate because that's what everyone would, assume you would use. But
yeah, we did one chocolate, right, which was the tacos, which I think were great, right? A lot of people liked them a lot. Mm-hmm. But we wanted to do chocolate, whimsical, savory. We did a Wonka burger, which sold very, very well. A burger with bacon, ranch, avocado, lettuce, tomato, onion, cheese. And then we did an interesting piece to it is we took our hash browns, which everybody loves our hash browns. And we took those and we have them now, which we cook them on the flat on the griddle. That's how we cook them. But we actually took them and we fry them to nice and crisp. So we have crisp potatoes that were on there. She had a great texture profile, soft avocado, creaminess from ranch on there. But when you bit into it, you still had a crunch that came from it. So interesting. And again, going with breakfast equities, trying to keep true to who we are, but putting it on something a little bit different.
Right. It's interesting how you really play with texture a lot, with the crisp and the, different ways you incorporate crisp into things. So you started the Pancake of the Month promotion with February, and those are chocolate with strawberries, which is kind of like a Valentine's tie-in.
Yes.
So how is that? I know Valentine's Day was yesterday, so we're halfway through the month. How is the Pancake of the Month promotion going?
It's good. Valentine's Day was a good day for the brand. Mm-hmm. I mean, it usually is. Our pancake day, which we did the day prior to that, was a great day. We also partnered with Feeding America as a charity that we kicked off as well. And that was part of the day for the pancake day. So there's a lot going on this February. As far as Valentine's Day goes, the Pancake of the Month, I think, fits really well as far as the strawberry, the chocolate, the cheesecake that's on there. Great flavor profiles. Indulgent, but something that's also going to hit you the right spot when you're out there for Valentine's Day.
So you did something for Fat Tuesday too, the day before Valentine's Day?
So we had Pancake Day, which we do each year as an annual piece. And that's what, it was that day that we did it. Yeah. So every restaurant participated in that. And then we have a national charity that we participate with as well.
So what else is in the R&D pipeline at IHOP that you can talk about? Maybe just in general terms, you know, what categories are you working on without revealing any secrets?
So in general, what I would say is going back to what we talked about a little bit is the core and the explore. I think our core menu is in a good place. I think we've introduced some great great pieces that we're missing, right? The gaps, I think, are filled at this point as far as the Benedicts. You know, crepes reintroduced, making sure, you know, waffles were pushed up with more flavors, biscuits. So I think our core is in a good place. The next steps are going to be the exploratory flavors. And how does that look throughout our menu? Mm-hmm. Is it just one thing for a specific pancake of the month, or is it something that I would call a thread? Is there a thread that would go through? Okay, like if you look at our Rudy that we did this year, you could get pancakes, you could do French toast, you could do waffles, and you could do crepes with different flavors. Is it something like that? That's a unique, different flavor that threads through our different breakfast equities that we have. We're playing with all sorts of things like that.
Are there any flavors in particular that you're excited about this year? I know, you know, a lot of forecasts come out at the end of 2023. Is there anything that you're writing?
I would say this. We're looking at playing a little bit with tropical because we don't have a lot of tropical on our menu. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at that a little bit to see what that looks like. And, you know, we got to look at the guest view and see if that's a good thing or not for IHOP. But something I think is a little bit interesting that we haven't played with before.
Great. Yeah. And I like to ask all my guests this question. What are you most looking forward to both personally and professionally in the year ahead?
Personally and professionally. I'm looking forward to a very good year with some amazing creativity that the chefs come up with. I really like to push my team and endorse my team. And I'm looking forward to seeing what they can create and, you know, not only create in an exciting piece inside the IHOP walls, but what the guests actually come and see. It's exciting to watch that go from nothing to an idea to a reality here at, you know, at the corporate office to a reality in a restaurant, and then what the guest actually gets. Personally, I don't know. I'm a family guy. I just want to be with my family and just, you know, be happy, enjoy life for what it is, work hard when I'm at work, and then play hard when I'm at home.
Thanks so much, Art. I really hope IHOP brings back those pancake tacos soon. You can download this episode of Menu Feed and past podcasts on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Pat Kobe.